Chapter 7, Guilt Offerings. This is the ritual for guilt offerings, which are most sacred. At the place where the holocausts are slaughtered, there also shall the guilt offering be slaughtered. Its blood shall be splashed on the sides of the altar. All of its fat shall be taken from it and offered up. The fatty tail, the fatty membrane over the inner organs, as well as the two kidneys with the fat on them near the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which must be severed above the kidneys. All this the priest shall burn on the altar as an oblation to the Lord. This is the guilt offering. All the males of the priestly line may partake of it, but it must be eaten in a sacred place, since it is most sacred. Because the sin offering and the guilt offering are alike, both having the same ritual, the guilt offering likewise belongs to the priest who makes atonement with it. Similarly, the priest who offers a holocaust for someone may keep for himself the hide of the holocaust that he has offered. Also, every cereal offering that is baked in an oven, or deep fried in a pot, or fried on a griddle, shall belong to the priest who offers it, whereas all cereal offerings that are offered up dry, or mixed with oil, shall belong to all of Aaron's sons without distinction. Peace Offerings. This is the ritual for the peace offerings that are presented to the Lord. When anyone makes a peace offering in thanksgiving, together with his thanksgiving sacrifice, he shall offer unleavened cakes mixed with oil, unleavened wafers spread with oil, and cakes made of fine flour mixed with oil and well kneaded. His offering shall also include loaves of leavened bread, along with the victim of his peace offering for thanksgiving. From each of his offerings, he shall present one portion as a contribution to the Lord. This shall belong to the priest, who splashes the blood of the peace offering. The flesh of the thanksgiving sacrifice shall be eaten on the day it is offered. None of it may be kept till the next day. However, if the sacrifice is a votive or a freewill offering, it should indeed be eaten on the day the sacrifice is offered, but what is left over may be eaten on the next day. Should any flesh from the sacrifice be left over on the third day, it must be burned up in the fire. If, therefore, any of the flesh of the peace offering is eaten on the third day, it shall not win favor for him, nor shall it be reckoned to his credit. Rather, it shall be considered as refuse, and anyone who eats of it shall have his guilt to bear. Should the flesh touch anything unclean, it may not be eaten, but shall be burned up in the fire. All who are clean may partake of this flesh. If, however, someone, while in a state of uncleanness, eats any of the flesh of a peace offering belonging to the Lord, that person shall be cut off from his people. Likewise, if someone touches anything unclean, whether the uncleanness be of human or of animal origin, or from some loathsome crawling creature, and then eats of a peace offering belonging to the Lord, that person too shall be cut off from his people. Prohibition against blood and fat. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, you shall not eat the fat of any ox or sheep or goat, although the fat of an animal that has died a natural death or has been killed by wild beasts may be put to any other use, you may not eat it. If anyone eats the fat of an animal from which an oblation is made to the Lord, such a one shall be cut off from his people. Wherever you dwell, you shall not partake of any blood, be it of bird or of animal. Every person who partakes of any blood shall be cut off from his people." The portions for priests. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, he who presents a peace offering to the Lord shall bring a part of it as his special offering to him, carrying in with his own hands the oblations to the Lord. The fat is to be brought in, together with the breast, which is to be waved as a wave offering before the Lord. The priest shall burn the fat on the altar, but the breast belongs to Aaron and his sons. Moreover, from your peace offering, you shall give to the priest the right leg as a raised offering. The descendant of Aaron who offers up the blood and fat of the peace offering shall have the right leg as his portion. For from the peace offerings of the Israelites, I have taken the breast that is waved and the leg that is raised up, and I have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons by a perpetual ordinance as a contribution from the Israelites. This is the priestly share from the oblations of the Lord, allotted to Aaron and his sons on the day he called them to be the priests of the Lord. On the day he anointed them, the Lord ordered the Israelites to give them this share by a perpetual ordinance throughout their generations. This is the ritual for holocausts, cereal offerings, sin offerings, guilt offerings, ordination offerings, and peace offerings, which the Lord enjoined on Moses at Mount Sinai at the time when he commanded the Israelites in the wilderness of Sinai to bring their offerings to the Lord.